The Lord be with you. Let us pray. As we prepare to move from classes to final exams, O God, we cannot help but to think of all of our lasts, our last lecture, our last lab, our last concert, our last game. Where there is work yet to be done, grant us patience and endurance. Where there are opportunities to spend time with friends, grant us the ability to slow down and to enjoy the moment. We thank you and praise you for the promise that wherever we go and whatever we do, we are wrapped in your grace. Amen. Our chapel speaker today is President David Anderson.
Good morning. Two readings from the book of Jonah. First, Jonah, the first chapter, verse 17. Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. And from Jonah chapter 2, verse 10, and the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. The word of the Lord. One of the many things I appreciate about the preaching of our esteemed pastoral team of Pastor Matt and Pastor Katie is their practice from time to time of offering a series of sermons on a particular topic. So you'll remember a 4-week series at the beginning of this year exploring beginnings. There was a 2-week series in November exploring the topic of grace. A 5-week Lenten series that looked at the ELCA document, The Use of the Means of Grace. These series give us a chance for sustained reflection on biblical texts or theological questions or worship practices, a kind of deliberate thoughtfulness that's most appropriate for a congregation on a college campus. And I think these series also help us to build community among the worshiping congregation here, because we participate together in the sustained consideration of important questions. And we leave chapel with a common vision and vocabulary and understanding about those questions. So Pastor Matt and Pastor Katie just concluded last week their 4th series of the year, this one on the book of Jonah. Pastor Katie preached on that book from Jonah's point of view. Pastor Matt preached from God's point of view. I'm taking a liberty this morning, lowering overall the preaching standard for the series, by the way, by inserting myself into it. This is the homiletic equivalent of photobombing. I'm going to offer some thoughts on the book of Jonah from a third point of view, that of the fish. The fish is underappreciated. Other figures in the story get to do dramatic things. God gets to give Jonah commands, causes storms to happen, he raises and destroys plants, he threatens, he relents. Jonah gets to run and hide, gets thrown in the sea, preaches, complains a lot. The sailors, they get to experience the mother of all storms, have a whole conversation about lifeboat ethics, and they get to throw Jonah in the ocean. The people of Nineveh, they get to respond to Jonah's prophecy by fasting, they get to put on sackcloth, they put sackcloth on their animals. By the way, here's a detour. Our dog, Macy, is terrified of thunderstorms. So to try and, you know, make it better for her, we bought something on the web called a thunder shirt, which is essentially a compression bandage that you wrap around the dog and secure with Velcro to give him a feeling of security. If getting sackcloth on their animals was for the Ninevites anything like getting a thunder shirt on our dog, and I'm thinking they had to get them on oxen and donkeys and sheep and goats, all kinds of Old Testament critters. They had a big job in their hands. But as I was saying, everybody in the story gets to do something active and important except the fish. All the fish gets to do is throw up. There you are. You're a fish. You're swimming along. You're minding your own business. You're eating minnows and gulp. You swallow something that upsets your belly, you have 3 days of piscine nausea, and bleh, up it comes. And to add insult to injury, and I suppose this is because of a decision made by a translator, the fish got downgraded from whale. I mean, when I was growing up, you know, going to Sunday school, Bible school, going to church, hearing Bible stories, it was always the story of Jonah and the whale. Somewhere along the line, the whale became a fish. I mean, being swallowed by a whale is cool. Being swallowed by a fish, even if you translate it as a great fish, is just slimy. So why focus on the fish at all? Because, like other actors in the book of Jonah, the fish was called upon by God to play a role for a purpose. Not a starring role, certainly, but nevertheless an important supporting one. Fish wasn't called upon to bring a message to the people of Nineveh. It wasn't complicit in the wickedness of the city. It wasn't inspired to repent. It wasn't a sailor who gave people rides for a fee. But it was the vehicle that brought Jonah from the depths of the sea to the shores of Nineveh so that his preaching and the response of the Ninevites could save the city. Without the fish, Jonah ends up in Davy Jones' locker and Nineveh is toast. The role of the fish is important to this story, not only because of the whole getting Jonah where he needs to be part, because I think it may help us to think about our own roles and responsibilities as friends, as members of a community, and as Christians. So I want to spend a minute on thinking about that. So the fish had a hard job, leading somebody where that person didn't want to go. This is a familiar task for people with leadership roles in organizations, especially now when so many enterprises are facing disruption in their business models caused by advances in technology, other changes in the environment, that demand that the enterprise change in ways that are unfamiliar, unwelcome, uncomfortable, unpredictable. You know, so just think about the challenges facing industries like publishing or entertainment, or perhaps the two that are cited most often, healthcare and higher education. But enough about me. I want to focus this morning on leading people where they don't want to go in a much more intimate context than big organizations, namely the daily life of our community at St. Olaf College. So Jonah's called upon by God to preach God's word. He's supposed to call upon the people of Nineveh to repent from their wicked ways. And incidentally, one thing that's interesting about the book of Jonah to me is that it's silent on why Jonah runs in the opposite direction instead of just doing God's will in the first place. I suppose the point is that he refuses to do it, and it doesn't matter why. But commentators note that Nineveh was the capital of Israel's ancient enemy, the Assyrian Empire, which brought the northern kingdom of Israel to an end and devastated Jerusalem. So, for Jonah, obeying God's will would have required him not only to do something hard, but also to save an enemy. And maybe that's why he tries to escape what he knows he should do by heading in the opposite direction for Tarshish. But in any event, I'm thinking that something we can all agree upon this morning is that running from God doesn't work. Enter the fish. Next thing you know, you're in Nineveh, accomplishing God's purpose. Here's my encouragement to you today. Be the fish. Be the person who leads others where they don't want to go. Being the fish is the concept that underlies, for example, the It's On Us campaign to combat sexual assault that students have embraced. It's the fish who stops a friend from going off to a dark place with someone who isn't capable of making good decisions. It's the fish who says to a friend, "It's time to go home and put yourself to bed." It's the fish who says, "It's not okay to talk about other people like that." I could offer 100 more examples, but you don't need my help with that. Especially at this time of year, it's the fish who says to a friend, "It would be awesome to walk downtown and get some coffee, but finals start on May 15th, so let's get to work on a group project." It's the fish who says, "I'm going to chapel. Want to come along?" And incidentally, while I am by no means an expert on the cognition of fish, For the purposes of this chapel talk, I'm going to claim that fish can talk to and understand themselves. So it's the fish who says to himself or herself, "Is this where I'm called to go? Is this what I'm called to do?" Commencement doesn't relieve you of your calling to be the fish. After you leave the hill, you will encounter everywhere, at work, in your social circle, in the community where you live, people who will, like Jonah, run off to Tarshish when they're supposed to go to Nineveh. When that happens, will you be the sailor who, for a price, will take them wherever they want to go? Or will you be the fish who, instead of asking the easy question, "Where do you feel most comfortable going?" asks the important and ultimately religious question, "Where are you being called to go?" There aren't many days left in this academic year, and whether you're graduating this spring or returning to our college next fall, you're going to face the same choice every day. You can be the sailor, you can be the fish. Because St. Olaf cherishes you, and because we want the best for you, and because the story of Jonah exhorts you to this choice, be the fish. Amen.
May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen.